Charlie Wernham, writer, actor, starred in many projects, including The In-Betweeners, Hollyoaks, EastEnders, and of course his role as Mitchell Harper in Bad Education. Charlie, cheers for coming on to Phoenix Drive today. How you doing?
No problem. Thank you for having me. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, all good. All the better for having you here on a Friday. How good is that, eh?
Yeah, very nice. Nice weather. It's Friday. Weekend's here. Very excited.
So look, of course, Charlie, we're here to talk about the upcoming charity event on the 21st for Celebrity UK Soccer Match at Billericay for the Ellen Rollason charity. But first, look, I've got to catch up with you because you've had a busy old year, haven't you, really?
Yeah, it's been busy since since COVID, really. It's been really busy. Been lucky enough to work on quite a lot of projects, and yeah, done a lot of work. And obviously we had the reboot of Bad Education, which was really exciting. That sort of come out of nowhere, really. But yeah, we had the relaunch of that, and then kicked on last year with a, well, actually I think come out this year, it was a brand new series as well, with myself and Leighton Williams as the new teachers. So yeah, very exciting. And yeah, it was crazy, come out of nowhere, and we absolutely loved doing it. It was brilliant.
Brilliant. Yeah, because it was it strange for you though to get your character into the headspace of like going back as a teacher as well? Still felt like family, obviously, you know, because it'd be the same people around you and that. But it must have been a difficult one. I know you're an actor, that's what you do, but it must have still felt strange for you, right?
Well, it was, yeah, because I don't think any of us ever realised quite how well it was received first time around, and how many people watched it and enjoyed it. It was only when sort of TikTok come about and things like that, which I don't really use, but some of the other cast members did, that we realised there's lots of memes and videos and clips, and just quite how well it done. So then when we realized that, and we realized we was redoing it, then you had a bit of pressure on your shoulders almost to kind of do it justice and do it as good as we kind of done it last time around. Obviously the humor's changed a lot, of what you can, you can't do, and you had to find humor in other places now. But it's been a fun adventure to kind of work that out. But also getting back into the role, yeah, it was quite nerve-wracking. But once I started picking out the costume and started looking at the dialogue, it come quite easily, which was really enjoyable.
Yeah, because you're saying about the humour actually, because I was going to ask you about that, because we know, like, even 5 years, the humour can change, you know, it always has to evolve. And so you must have noticed it more, obviously, now that you've actually been writing on the show as well, haven't you, Charlie?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I was lucky enough to be in the writers' room, which is a really interesting format to work in, where all the writers get together and brainstorm ideas and come up with plots and storylines and jokes and set pieces, and then each writer will go off and write their own episode. So that was really enjoyable to be involved in that last year. But I learned a hell of a lot, and exactly what you said, what you can and can't do. I mean, we've all got common sense; we know what's acceptable to joke about and what's not. But needless to say, some of the jokes from the original series didn't age particularly well. So we kind of had to, like I said, find humor in different places and take the Mickey out of different things. We know it's great, you know, it's great that society is, you know, evolving and things like that. And it just makes it a lot more interesting, to find the jokes at other expenses. Do you know what I mean? So
Yeah,
that's.
totally. Yeah. Because the character's evolving as well as the show and comedy, so it's all going on, isn't
Yeah, well,
it,
that's it. I mean, with the character as well, like, we was like, well, okay, now he's a teacher, he's 10 years older, what's he got? Oh,
really?
chuck a kid in the mix. He's got a kid, he's got a flat, he's got responsibilities. So it was very interesting looking at a character that is so irresponsible, having quite a lot of responsibilities, and how we play with that, which was, again, it's all just because you've got such a collaborative team. Although it's challenging, it's so much fun. So it doesn't feel like a chore trying to work these things out.
Yeah, but it'd be boring if it wasn't challenging. You wouldn't want to do the roles then, would you, Charlie? Really, to be
No,
fair.
absolutely. I think a lot of the work's done before we start filming. So when you start filming, it's just a case of, okay, we know we're happy, we're good, let's have some fun, and let's come up with as much stuff off the cuff as possible, really.
But where was it filmed? Because the kids in that school must have been super happy to have been filmed, mustn't they?
Well, do you know what? It was quite embarrassing, really, because they did not care one iota that we was even in the middle. So where they obviously what we really and it made us feel really old, because we filmed a 6 week holiday. The kids come back for the last 2 weeks of filming, so we had to be, you know, safeguarding that. We had to be really careful that we made sure that we moved around this what was our set, but their school at different times.
Course.
But when they did see you, and that they sort of they wasn't fazed. And then what I realised was all these like 14, 15, 16 year olds in the school that we thought might go, oh, it's bad education, were all sort of 4, 5 and 6 when the show come out originally. So it did make myself and Leighton feel very, very old. But yeah, they were great. They didn't mind. They kept themselves to themselves. And yeah, we filmed a place in Crystal Palace, and it was great. It was great to do it in a proper school as opposed to a studio as well.
Yeah. To be fair, I suppose they did know you more from TikTok than anything else, I suppose, well, at that age. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. A lot of them do recognise that, I'd say, Bad Education is big on TikTok. And it was Jack Whitehall created the show, and his co-writer and co-creator, Freddie Cyborn. They're a bit older than myself and Leighton. And out of all of us, Leighton is the only one that has a handle on social media, like, that's quite good at it. So he's the one that sort of feeds back to us how it's going and how it's being received. But it's how you find out nowadays, isn't it? Social media, it's everywhere. You can't hide from it.
That's it, yeah. And going back to the writer's room as well, Charlie, I mean, like you say, you must have learnt so much as well from everyone else. Do you want to get more into the writing, do you, Charlie? Is that sort of like the direction you're really enjoying at the moment?
Something I've always done. It's always something I've always had, something on the go, whether it's on paper or in my mind, or you know, or a couple of projects that I'm going to work on that. But it's very difficult to. I have to kind of be in the mood for it and be on a roll. If I'm busy and I'm filming, my brain's not in the writing. It's in whatever show I'm doing. But to see how people overcome obstacles, fill holes, you know, and work things around. And it just, there was such a talented group of young writers in there, from all different backgrounds, and just everyone had so much to give. And I learned so much from everybody. And so to go into that environment, then to this series, as we've got a new series that we start filming this year, and to be writing on that with the same team, some additions to the team, and writing my own episode is very exciting.
Wow, okay, can't wait for that one. You've got any other projects coming up as well? You're doing any other stuff? Or, well, you're so busy to do it. Yeah, no. You can write when you want to, right?
Well, yeah, you say, well, you're always wanting to work. I mean, it's one of those things. It's such a being involved behind the scenes a little bit more. You always know how much goes into it, but you don't always quite understand just how much goes into it, I don't think. Sure. I've been in the business a long time, but to see how much you have to think about from a writing point of view, from a production point of view, is crazy. So yeah, we've started working on this in sort of February, and we're still working on it, and then we won't finish on it until probably end of September.
Wow. Yeah. So as I say, you're a busy boy, but you're a busy boy. But what we love about you is that you give up your time to do charity work as well. You give back because you're an Essex boy, aren't you, anyway?
Yeah. From Billericay. So we've got a charity game of football being played, as you said, on the 21st, which is next Wednesday, at Billericay Town. So I'm very excited to go and play at Billericay. I'll watch them a bit when I can get up there. It's very exciting. It's a charity called Celebrity UK Soccer, run by Kevin Cooper. Used to play for Wimbledon FC. So Coops organises it, and he does them all up and down the country. Every week or every 2 weeks, you might be up in Glasgow, or you might be in Sunderland, Newcastle, Devon, or wherever. Yeah. So to have this one on my doorstep, it's one that I was very excited to be a part of when it was announced.
So you've been keeping yourself fit, right? Because, you've got to play your best match ever because you're in home ground. It's got to be.
Absolutely not. Quite the opposite. After Christmas, I was like, right, Charlie, come on. You've got to do something. You've got to lose a bit of timber. I did really well. I dropped right down, slim right down. And then we went on a holiday and I was like, well, that's all inclusive. So that's 2 weeks. I ain't going to be able to be on the wagon. Then I got back and I was 2 weeks in the writer's room, which just involves eating a lot and drinking a lot of coffee.
Donuts.
So within 4 weeks, donuts and sweets and chocolate and all that. Within 4 weeks, I undone 4 months of really good work. So I'm sort of back on it. I've been on a bit of a detox, trying to get back into it. But yeah, we'll see. There's a lot of Fit Love Islanders and ex-footballers and all that sort of running around, so they can do my running for me.
I've heard you're not a bad player. Now, listen, we had Flints on yesterday as well, and asked him what position he played. Now, I thought, by listening to him, I thought he was a centre midfielder, but he's a winger. I'd say you're a striker. You sit in the box, do you?
So I like that. Yeah, like a sort of Balotelli kind of role. I'm waiting for the ball to hit me and go in. No, I used to have a bit of a go up front. I used to be centre mid or towards the right. when I was playing, when I was younger. But over the years, I'd like to play in that sort of, you know, up the top, sort of like number 10 role, midfield. Yeah. Like, again, wandering around, passing the ball around, not doing much running. But Coops has a habit of putting me at right back. So I'm always chasing a Love Islander who's like 6 foot tall, ripped to shreds, got cardio for days. I'm always running off and then down the wing. So, yeah, we'll see what he decides to do with me on Billericay on Wednesday. But once we're sure, it will be a good laugh watching me trying to chase all these youngsters that are a lot younger than me and a lot fitter than me around.
Oh, look at you. You're still a youngster yourself. Leave it out, Charlie. You make me feel ancient.
My body isn't. I've got the age of a 28-year-old, but I've got the body of an 82-year-old. So we'll see what happens.
It's like you say, it's all those donuts in the writing room, but well worth it, to be fair. Yeah. So, look, Charlie, I mean, like I said yesterday as well, like, suppose you get loads of banters because you all sort of meet up and you do which ones you can go to, don't you? So you all kind of get to know each other. So how long have you been working with, well, not working, but doing the charity stuff with Celebrity UK?
I started working with them probably, I'd say, I think a lot of, going on 5 years ago, I done my first one at Leicester. We done one at the Power, which was incredible. We had loads and loads of people there. We had some great names. Stephen Graham played in that. Jack Whitehall played in that. Danny Dyer was there. We had some fantastic names playing that one in a proper Premier League stadium, not too long after Leicester had won the league as well. So it was all exciting. And then, I am quite busy and I have to be careful when I'm filming because the last thing you want to do is ring up the producer and go, yeah, I broke my leg running around the football pitch. So I have to be careful, but, you know, I try and get to the ones that I can. But as I say, the lads are great. They've got a great, great relationship. Everyone from all different industries, all different backgrounds, and they all come together. And, you know, although we're sort of giving up our time, we really enjoy it. And the most important thing is the crowd love it. They turn up no matter where it is, what stadium. Sometimes you can have 2,000, they've had up to 10,000 and more. And it's all about raising money and they do it so well. It's so well organised. There's so much going on. It's just a pleasure to be a part of, really.
Yeah. And like you say, being a Billericay boy yourself, it's an important one. And, you know, can't stress enough how important these things are. And, you know, the Helen Rollison Charity is such a wonderful charity as well. And everything that you do and all the time that you give is immense. I've cheers for that, Charlie, because just being here now, raising awareness for this, getting just a few more people to come along, it's going to be immense. You say it's a brilliant family day. And I know Billericay. We've had the Billericay women in the manager and stuff a couple of days ago. And, it's got such a great feel at the club. It really is a brilliant place to go. Brilliant.
It really is. I mean, I've been down there a bit. I mean, I remember before it sort of had some money invested into it. It was still sort of like a community hub. You still match day, it was still busy. But it's still very much part of the community, and it's got even bigger and better, and it's really going up in quality down there.
So look, everyone's has got to get along. I'm going to put everything all over socials again. I'm going to give it a shout out for the rest of the hour that I've got on this show. But listen, Charlie, thanks so much for joining us. Listen, next time you're by, I'm going to have to drag you into the studio.
Absolutely. No, I'd be more than happy. That'd be great. Thank you for having me as well. And if anyone is available, next Wednesday, it's 7:45 kickoff. Get yourself down Billericay Town and come and support a great course.
Brilliant. Cheers, Charlie. Thank you.
Thank you.